first, let's just meet everybody. And I am going to start with you, Anna, and just ask you to introduce yourself, where you go to school.
I'm Anna Yaksich. I am in the 8th grade and 14 years old, and I go to Springdale.
Excellent. It's nice to have you with us today. What do you like to do?
I'm really interested in writing, photography, video editing, soccer.
So you're pretty creative. What got you interested in writing, I'm curious?
I don't know. I just feel that through the assignments given to us through school, I just gradually realized that I like to go and express myself through writing.
That's terrific. Have you thought about what, like, being a writer as an adult, maybe?
Yeah, journalism. I've always been drawn to it.
We have some journalism programs here where you can create radio documentaries, and they involve a lot of writing, so we'd love to get you involved in those if you'd like. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Well, hello to my mother and my teachers, Miss Wren and Miss Mellon, who introduced me to this challenge.
Terrific. Now, we'll come back to you to share some of your writing, but let's meet Brandon next. Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yep. I am 11 years old. I go to St. Sylvester School in Brentwood.
And you mentioned another St. Sylvester student couldn't be here today. Maybe you could mention her name.
Yes, her name is Maggie Schischler. She is, I think, like 11 or 12, not exactly sure.
And what do you like to do?
I like NASCAR, playing Wii and my tablet. I like reading a lot.
Have you read anything lately that you'd recommend?
Yes. The book Wonder.
And what's that about?
What's about this kid? He's in fifth grade. He sort of has, like, a problem with his body, that he has, like, a sort of messed up face. It's a really inspiring story.
Huh. Is it fiction?
Yes.
That sounds like a very interesting book. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my mom and my brother, Nicholas, and my sister, Julia, and my dad and grandfather.
How old are your brother and sister?
They are twins. They're 8.
Lucky you, huh? You get to be a big brother to.
Yeah.
That's and you've watched them grow up too, which is kind of neat. Let's meet the person who is on your left, and I believe that is Elsa. Hello, Elsa.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I go to the Ellis School, and I love trampolining, animals, reading, and writing.
That is a pretty diverse things to love. What do you like about writing?
I love that you can do anything you want, because with things like videos, there's a limit to what you can do, but with writing, you can express anything that you want.
I love the way that you put that, and we always say that about radio when we're talking about it, because you know, on the radio, you could have an elephant here in the studio with the right sound effects or the right recordings. But on TV, you'd have to go get the elephant. But here we could do it. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to all my relatives in Australia and all my teachers and friends at the Ellis School.
Terrific. Are you from Australia, or your parents?
Yes, originally I'm from Australia.
Right. As soon as you said Australia, I heard a twinge of a little accent there. When did you come to the United States?
Well, I moved to New York City when I was 4 with my sister, who was 2 at the time, and I then moved to Pittsburgh when I was 9, 4 years later.
Excellent. And how have you liked Pittsburgh so far?
I really like Pittsburgh. I think I like it better than anyone else in my family, and I love the school that I'm at right now.
It takes a little getting used to, I'm sure, and it's easier for you probably because you're younger and you also can make a lot of friends, especially at Ellis, which is a great school. Now, sitting next to you, we have Emily, and Emily, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
And tell me about yourself, please.
My name is Emily Ehrenberger, and I'm in the 8th grade, and I go to Shaler Area Middle School.
And what do you like to do?
I love anything with music.
And do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play the flute, and I can play a little bit of piano.
Oh, that's great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to say hello to my mom and dad and my sister and my teacher, Dr. Gerlach.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm so glad all of you are here today. Who can tell me a bit about the Fairchild Challenge that you addressed with your writing? What exactly were you asked to do? Brandon?
Well, we were pretty much asked to, one day we were supposed to go on electronics, all we wanted, and record all our time. And then the day after that, or maybe other days, it doesn't have to be like right next to that day that you can have electronics. You had to not go on electronics at all and find something else to do. It was interesting. Then we had to write an essay about it and a poem about going outside into nature.
That had to be quite an experience. You ended up, we'll share your writing in a minute. Did you all do that, the same kind of thing? One day sort of heavy on electronic interaction, then followed by a day just with nature. Any other comments about that? You did the same kind of thing. Yeah. What was it like the following day?
I loved how you felt really refreshed. Knowing that the difference between a normal day you spend and then you realize how amazing it is not to be on electronics and how much more time you feel that you have for the day.
Boy, that's a good example. Anna?
I really like routine, and I have a routine for each day to go and get me up and running. And not being able to use technology almost was a disturbance in my routine, so it was challenging. But then after a while, it really opened up your eyes to what was around you.
How bad. And did you want to add anything at all, Emily? I don't want to challenge you, but the Fairchild Challenge has already challenged you, and you guys have also written about this. But any insights at all?
Yeah. The second day, in the morning, I kept feeling tempted to grab my electronics and go on it. But as the day went on, it got easier and easier. And
yeah, I do. I know I was going to say, I think we get kind of addicted to those things. And I know I feel that way since I use my phone as an alarm clock. It's right by my bed. If I wake up in the middle of the night, it's very hard for me not to check email or look for texts or go to a favorite website. So each of you wrote things, and we're going to have you share what you wrote. We didn't talk about who would go first. Emily, do you want to go, since you've got what you wrote right in front of you? And can you tell me, if you need to, can you tell me anything about it before you share?
Well, I'm just going to read the two ending paragraphs of my essay.
And this is a reflection. Is that the case for all of you? Is an essay reflecting on what this experience was like? So go right ahead.
After the challenge, I drastically cut down on electronics. My average nightly sleep went from 6 hours to 7.5 hours, resulting in better grades and social relationships. Now I take the time to study. Tests and quizzes no longer frighten me. Every single test I've gotten since the challenge has been an A. As for playing the flute, I can now feel the music that I play. Notes pour out naturally. I'm prepared for my Alley Valley Honors Band audition, and I hold the front seat in concert at school, simply because I chose to practice for 50 minutes each day in place of watching TV. Cutting down on electronics has changed my life for the better. The lesson that I have learned from this challenge will be glued to my mind forever. It is simply to look up from your screen and live. You never know what you might be missing.
That's incredible. And that's based on just a one day or 2 day experience. And have you continued to have your lifestyle that way? How do you moderate your use of electronics? How do you control it?
Well, instead of at night, I turn off my electronics, my iPod and my phone, so I don't get interrupted, and then I can go to sleep. And I try not to watch as much TV because I don't want to be a couch potato.
good advice. I am ready to follow it. Sometimes I find myself doing just that. Brandon, why don't we go to you next?
All right.
And your essay is similar. It's your reflection. And do you have a bit of it you'd like to read?
Yeah, I'm going to read the first and third paragraph. All right. The title of it is Me, Unplugged and Reinvented. Recently, I was challenged to be unplugged from electronics for 24 hours. I decided to take the challenge to the next level and do it over the weekend. On Saturday, I was plugged in completely. I had the opportunity to use television, tablet, iPad, anything I wanted. Then came the day I dreaded, Sunday. I had to completely avoid any access to electronics, including video games and radio. I expected the worst, but I received only the best results. I had no idea that I would come out as a new, reinvented person. From the very beginning of the unplugged day, I realized that I had reclaimed a lot of free time. The day before, I had spent about 6 hours on electronics and really didn't do much else. Instantly, I discovered that I had a lot of time to do other things. During the time that I was unplugged, I learned that I had a lot of time on my hands that would have been spent on a device. I whittled down that time, and by accomplishing tasks such as chores and schoolwork. A few of my chores included cleaning the fish's bowl and running an errand with my dad to buy shoes. I used up several of the reclaimed hours to catch up on homework that needed to be done. I made a large amount of progress in that short amount of time.
That's really well written. I can tell you're a reader by the way you write.
Yeah.
That you read a lot. Thanks. Let's see. Still left to share are Anna and Elsa. Anna, do you want to go next? Do you look all ready to go? And then we'll hear from Elsa.
I'll go and share my thoughts on the overall the challenge and on day one when we had to go and reflect on our use of technology. So between texting, tweeting, posting, and sharing, it seems as if the things that are meant to connect us are really bringing us further apart. The Fairchild Challenge is a unique way to teach us about about technology use and environmental education. I participated in the Fairchild Challenge and found it both liberating and challenging. On day one of the challenge, I documented my use of technology. Previously, I never thought of myself as a stereotypical teenager with an obsession for technology. I am not on many social media sites, I do not text people regularly, and I know when to shut down. But once I started to notice all of the technology that was integrated into my life, I realized I am much more reliant on these devices than I thought. I was drawn to my phone on many accounts, and I was drawn to my television even more. Whenever I was bored or needed to relax, I would watch television. Television is a mindless time consumer. From the challenge, I learned that the television is my downfall, and if I am to reconnect with people in nature, I must unplug the screen.
That was really well done. I liked how you contrasted feeling challenged and liberated at the same time. And also, you really helped remind me of that idea of keeping a log. It's almost like if you want to diet, sometimes they say keep a list of everything that you eat. And in this case, you know, keep a list of every bit of electronic gadgetry that you use. That had to be startling to see what it is. And it sounds like it was eye-opening.
Yeah, it was really surprising to me how much technology I use.
Yeah, I might have to try that. Not right now, though, because I'm surrounded by it. Elsa, you've got a bit of yours to share as well. Is yours a poem? I'm looking at your paper. I'm peeking at your paper, and it looks like a poem.
Yes, it's a poem. That was the second part of the challenge that we did, and you had to go outside and write a poem about what you see and hear.
Whenever you're ready, I'd love to hear it.
So it's called A Smooth Blue Package. My room, cramped, fake, silent. I need to get out, away to the open. The door swings free with a slam. The world hits me, so much life, alive. Jump, run, dance, the grass is soft, warm, tender. Lie down, woodpecker, chip, chip, chip. A scattering of golden wood, sweet berries, red, pink, red. Squish, Squirrels with gray plumes of tails leap, follow, sprint. So much to smell, hear, taste, touch, see. Stand back. Breathe. Listen. The sky envelops it all in a smooth blue package.
That was beautiful. And do any of you have questions you'd like to ask each other after, you know, you've all gone through the same experience? I mentioned earlier, Elsa is with the Ellis School, where she mentioned, just reading before Elsa, Anna is at Springdale. Brandon, who you heard earlier, is at St. Sylvester. Emily's at Shaler. Any questions you'd like to ask each other, or is there anything you'd like to say that you didn't get a chance to? This is our last moment to be together. Anna?
Emily, I know that you said that you love music. Was it hard for you to not be able to listen to, like, your music on your iPod or anything?
It was. Oh. Okay. It was, because I usually just, like, plug in my earphones and then dance around in my room, like, listening to music. And not being able to do that was challenging, and I kept finding myself wanting to.
I can relate to that.
I never would have thought of that. That's a really good question. Anybody else? Brandon? No? Well, I want to thank you all for being here. I'm really proud of you, and you represent your schools really well. Is there a coming challenge that you're going to be a part of, too? Will you continue?
Yes, our next challenge is a photography challenge, and it's a food photo essay. We have to take 3 photos of food that all flow together, and it has to be artistic and a good use of the camera. And then we have to write a very short, 150 words or less paragraph about our essay and how it is good to buy local.
Wow. Have you already thought about it, Brandon?
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing we're doing.
That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, ours is optional this time. This first one was mandatory.
To limit what you write to 150 words, I think it's harder to limit than it is. It's easy to write something long. It's harder to write something short. Thank you to all of you for being here, and to your family members and friends who came along too. And I hope we'll see you again for another challenge or another reason. Once again, you just heard from Anna and Elsa, Brandon and Emily, Fairchild Challenge winners. More information about the Fairchild Challenge is at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens website.